Hello.
Hi, my name is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Sonia, I'm giving you a call. Brian earlier asked me to give you a call. Looks like you are the one requesting ownership of the Google Business Profile. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the email that we had received was... He confirmed earlier that was his. Let me just say it back. BustaLock76@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can send you an email that will confirm ownership to it. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. Do you know how this works? Because what happened was, I used to be able to log in there, but I changed my phone number and it's asking me to confirm my phone number on the Gmail. So, and it won't, like, I tried to try the other options and it won't give me any other options to confirm. So I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I just lost my whole account.
Okay. So let me double check this. Okay. Because it's possible. I mean, let me just see how long have we not been managing it before I say this. Okay. Tell him. Okay. All right. So since we haven't been managing your Google Business Profile, now that I look at this, we've only been hosting the website for the longest time, since 2016. So, but I check, and let me make sure that I'm in the right account that I thought I have access to, okay? Because it may not be. If you've had access to something all this time, then it might not be the same thing. So let me just double check, okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I did request access to the Google.
And you had it, you're saying. Is that right?
Yes.
Or
I requested as if I was like someone else because Google wouldn't let me in. So
okay, and you got in how long ago?
I haven't been able to get in. I was waiting for them to.
There you go. Okay.
They said they were going to send the administrator of it an email. So I thought that was going to be us, but apparently it was you.
Well, nothing changed on our end. I think we already were. Obviously, we made this a long time ago, and we're still the owner on it. And we don't need to be. So I'm just going to send this email to you, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. I have another question, too, while you're on the line.
I just need a moment to be able to do this. Wait a minute. Now, the email that I'm sending the invitation to is bustalock76@gmail.com. That's an email that you access. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It was sent. You'll get something from Google right now. What was your other question?
So the other question is on our website. I know you guys host it, but it hasn't been active for a very long time. It's like been errors, and I've contacted you guys a couple times about it, but nothing was ever done. And I am just so busy, I haven't reached out, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So I looked at the website this morning, and it was working, but I noticed it was an older website, and I told them that we could upgrade it. And if you were to take a look at the website today, this was done earlier today. There was a website on it, but it was one of our really older ones, and that just wasn't really up to par the way that our websites are now. So if you look now, especially if you look on a computer, you will see a whole new website.
Okay, because I just look with the I guess what's the domain name, because what I'm seeing is in a whole different language and everything.
Okay, so the domain name that we have is bus-a-locksmithomaha.com.
Okay.
I don't know why it says lock, but this still is the domain that we have.
Bus-a-locksmithomaha.com. Because I don't think that's even on a Google thing.
Well, we haven't been managing Google for a very long time, but let me look at that too, because it's not something I looked at earlier. Okay. Oh, well, I don't know about that website, but
yeah,
we don't have access to that domain.
Okay. Huh. That's weird. Okay.
I would send you a text right now to the link, but I can send the link to the website in that email that we just talked about.
Okay.
Let me just open emails and send you something, okay?
Okay.
Because that's not the same email he already has on file for us to contact him. Okay, I just sent you another email to there that contains a link to the website.
Okay, so I'll try that, and then maybe I can put that link onto the Google.
Right, because now you have access to Google. You can put this link on Google. You know, if you had a different domain, it looked like years ago it was intended for us to be able to put it on a different domain of yours. And it just, like, I'm reading very, very old notes, you know, that it doesn't look like we ever had the access we needed to do that. And so this is a domain that we made probably, or, I mean, we did. And so so the point is if you ever want the website on a different domain that you do have credentials to, we can help you update. And this particular website has tools in the local Flash dashboard that allows you to make edits yourself as well.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Okay.
So would we be able to, like, just pick a whole new domain name?
Well,
and add it to that?
So, okay, two ways. If you purchase a new domain, like let's say where you go to GoDaddy or Google or anywhere like that, and you purchase a domain, but not Wix,
mm-hmm.
We can't work with Wix, then we have a way of having you give us access to it, and then we can put the website onto your domain. So that's one way. If you ask us to purchase a different domain, it will depend on what's available, if we can actually change it or not, you know? What's available to us in our systems is not necessarily what's available to you or other people in other areas, okay?
Okay.
So we can, you know, sure, things could be changed anytime, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, Sonia. Well, if you have questions about it, you know, I hope that you like this website, and you know, it has multiple pages. We're still here to help you edit. But at the same time, if you like being hands-on, there's tools in the dashboard for that.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate you guys, because I was, like, really worried. Like, I lost my account, and I didn't know what to do. So I'm glad we had you guys on backup, apparently. So.
Well, I would guess it's been there all that time without us managing it, but that's why I was questioning if you've ever been in another one, because if you might have had a more up-to-date one than this, because I don't see any reviews on this. However, if you were never in it, then this is it.
Okay. Oh, there's no reviews. Well, we have another one then that has reviews, because we have one that has a ton of reviews.
Okay. Then, and that's what I'm saying. Even though we had access to this, this is, what is it, 8 years old or 7 years old? Give me just one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm going to look online and see. See. I'm just going to double check if I can see a different one out there, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I see, because it is under a different one. So weird. I see it here. It says Buster Lock 24-hour car home office lockout.
Okay, so if that's you, then we've never had access to that. And there is no website on it, and you can put this website, if you're managing that, those 236 reviews, that's you?
Yeah, but it won't give me access to manage it, so I don't know.
Let's see. Well, I'll tell you this, because I don't know how, you know, exactly, I mean, like, so who made that for you if you've never had access?
I used to have access. I made it a long, long time, like 12 or 15 years ago when we started. But the last time I tried to log in, it's using my old phone number to verify, but I don't have that phone number anymore, and I have no access to it. So it won't give me any other way to verify.
Got it. Yes. Somehow you'd have to escalate to Google to ask for other ways. And easier said than done, as you know. And I can tell you that, you know, if we were managing, if you were at any point paying our company to manage your Google business profile, then we would have to go through the claim process with Google. And it would start off by them trying to probably do the same thing with a phone verification, right? But then we would escalate it. And in order to escalate it, we would end up probably needing to ask for a number of things like, business license, insurance, just different things that match your address. And, you know, we'll just ask, there'll be a lot of documentation to go in with it to get it sometimes.
Yeah, well, we have the business license, the locksmith license, that, like, everything, so that wouldn't be...
Is it all on Taylor's Circle still, or something else?
Yep, to Taylor's Circle still, yep.
Okay. Well, something to consider. I mean, if you've gotten to a point where you're not being able to get any further, then you've got to find a way to contact Google, and I'm not sure how you do that. But if you ever want to upgrade with us back to us managing the local, then we can go after that. Once we have it, then turn around and give you access.
Okay. And so how much would something like that be for you guys to do that?
Let me look back on your account. I can tell you it's typically $199 a month, but you've been with us a long time. That's what you used to pay. So let me just look what I could get it to. $149 a month. Then you wouldn't also be paying $29. So you'd be paying just $149 a month if you upgrade to the local service. And
okay. And that would be, you guys would manage the Google
And we would be managing. Yes. We would be managing that Google business profile. And in your case, the starting point would have to be for us to go to Google to claim it. You don't have access, and we're going through the paces to claim it so that we get access to it. And then it would be either merge or delete this other one without the reviews, you know, and afterwards, so that there's only one. However, and if we do that, if you ever decide to do that and move forward, then you also will want to clarify what the business name is going to be, because it wasn't marked as a duplicate because it's two different business names.
Right.
And it's hard to say what happened there because it's all older. But if you ever do upgrade with us, then clarify up front which business, if we're keeping, which business name, so we can make everything consistent.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, because we just want Bust a Lock, really. The other question I have, I'm definitely going to consider that, especially if I can't get a hold of Google, because I've been trying, but we've been considering moving, like, expanding to different cities. So would you guys be able to do something like that where you handle the Google in other cities as well? And what does that look like price-wise?
Okay. So, well, it can be a number of different things. So, the Google business profile as it is, you know, you can name other cities inside your Google business profile as service areas, that are all reasonably close, right? But if you're trying to really be in another area, then if it's considered a second location or a third location where you literally have none of the same information, where you have, you know, a different address that you get verified at, and you, you know, you literally are using, trying to set one up as a different location, then this first one being $149, the next one, any subsequent one could be $129. However, some people, what they might do, if it's all fairly near you, then we list those service areas on your Google business profile, but you also might want to consider other products, like Google Guaranteed or Google Ads. Google Ads are pay-per-click ads. They get to be inserted in any city or place you want them, but you're paying every time somebody clicks on the ad. And so they require more cash flow, but that's a valid marketing plan, as people can't legitimately have a Google business profile in every city, right? Google has other products for getting you into other areas. And so Google Ads is one of them, the pay-per-click. And in some areas, they have Google Guaranteed, and Google Guaranteed is a lead service where you're paying per lead. But it's different than the HomeAdvisor or Angie's. If you've ever used them, it's different in the fact that they don't share the lead with multiple companies. And also, it's the first thing you see at the top of the page. When you, Google doesn't have it in every city, every area, but when they do have Google Guaranteed available, it's the first thing you see on a search. And then Google Ads is also usually at the top of the page. So one is pay-per-lead and one is pay-per-click. And these are other forms of advertising on Google.
Okay. Yeah, we've done the pay-per-click before. It was not good.
Okay.
I mean, it was good. It definitely brought money, but it was also so expensive. It was more expensive than because we had competitors clicking our ads up. I mean, that's when we first started, and it was in the locksmith industry. It's a real challenge with that.
I know over the years the locksmiths have had some difficulties. And, I mean, even once 10 years ago, you were actually blackballed from Google to a certain extent. You couldn't use the word locksmith and had to say lockout service and things like that. And however, even with the pay-per-click, somebody'd have to be really, really putting an effort in there to click you out, because Google does protect you. They'd have to use a different IP address for every time, because with Google does protect you. If one person from one IP address or one, you know, location clicks on you 10 times today, Google at the end of the day only charges you for one click. No, but that's only daily, okay? So, because besides to avoid click fraud, they're also, even normal shoppers, you know, click on something once and look at someone else and come back, you know?
Yeah, that's, you know, so it was really a combination of that, and the one of the competitors we know of is a guy that Brian used to work for, and he had locations all across the country. And he would have that was like one of their daily tasks, is to click up the other, you know, ads in the different cities that he had, which is ridiculous, but that's what he did.
I've heard of these tactics in your industry mostly before, and it's unfortunate, but it's been a long time since I've really heard of it being that difficult. Hopefully
maybe
things are getting better.
Hopefully. Yeah. The other issue with that for us is we only do lockouts. We don't make keys and stuff. So it can be difficult because, you know, if people are calling for keys and we don't do that, then that's lost money, you know.
Okay. So let's look at the website and let me check something, because I went off information that we already had in your account. And rekey was one of the things it says you do. Is rekey not something you do?
No, we do not.
Okay, let me look at this. I'll just probably have them remove that. Just let me double check if that's in here or not.
Okay.
Yeah, in your information, it said rekey services and key duplication. You don't do either one of those?
Oh, no.
Right?
No, all with lockout.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. We'll get everything else is about lockout. So, you also have something that says lock and key services. You don't do lock and key. It's just lockouts. That's it, right?
Yep, that's it. We do cars, houses, businesses, any kind of lockout, but that's it.
Okay. Well, there's one page and a few words that I know that I'll have them removed from the website, okay?
Okay.
Part of that was already there all this time, actually. I mean, actually, all this was all there before. So we just... There's only one page we have to remove that says rekey locks. Okay. and we'll take care of that, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And let us know if we can help in other ways.
Okay. I sure. What's a good number to reach you if we decide to go with this?
Okay, so the 877 number, I don't know if you're seeing it on your phone right now. Or if
yep.
you, okay, that's the only number, but if you wanted to speak with me, my name's Shalette, and you can always ask for me. Otherwise, you call in the number and anybody will help.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Shalette.
Okay, you have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.